so much, choir. I know they study a lot, and we're so blessed to have them here welcoming everyone to God's house here today. And I want to say again, good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. And we extend our warmest welcome to you, and not only to you who are in our sanctuary, but those who are listening over the radio and those who are listening over the internet. We welcome you. And we thank you for coming again and for listening. And we pray that you may experience the love, the power, and the comfort that we're going to hear from God's Word today through our pastor, Tomlinson. And if you're a visitor visiting with us today, we'd like you to fill out the registration tab attached to the side of the church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. That way, Pastor Tomlinson would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today and possibly get to know you better. You can also find an outline in your a bulletin today of Pastor's sermon. And the scripture of the month is also found in your bulletin. It's in Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." You know, that's why we're here today, to learn of his word and go out and to harvest as many as we can into his kingdom. By how? Giving out the gospel of whosoever will call upon the Lord. And that should be a great service. That's what we come here to hear, is the truth, right? The only place we know to find it is God's word. And we're going to hear a great message, I'm sure. And now let us continue to praise the Lord with your beautiful voices, with Tay on the piano and Victor Laurel leading us in songs.
Great. Thank you, Wayne. Good morning again. Thank you all for coming to fellowship with us this morning. I trust that the Lord has blessed you all this week. You know, sometimes we look for more complex blessings, right? Sometimes when I'm running or hiking or riding my bike, you know, sometimes you're just wanting to finish the workout, right? And you don't stop and then look at the wonder that God has given you, right? The trees, the beautiful sky, sunshine, you know, and he blesses us every day. So we should rejoice in the Lord. So why don't we sing our first hymn, number 310, Whiter Than Snow. And let's sing all four stanzas. Number 310, Whiter Than Snow.
Lord Jesus, thou seest I patiently snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
It's by the blood of Jesus, right, that we're whiter than snow. Why don't we turn to 241. Have you any room for Jesus? And why don't we all rise as we sing 241. Have you any room for Jesus? We'll sing all four stanzas.
Father, we thank you so very much for your divine grace and mercy, for your divine presence that is in our lives, and for the hope of eternal life through faith in Christ. And we pray for your divine spirit to guide us and to instruct us in the way that we must go, that in holiness and in righteousness we would live for you and serve you. And Father, in your word, David writes, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." In you, O Lord, we have hope, and you are the source of our hope and our source of our strength, and we pray for your divine spirit to guide us and to instruct us, to move us forward in your way. We are working on a series of reformation and revival, and that's what we need in this nation and in our community, Lord, is for people to turn back to you and to your word, understanding the greatness of your mercy through faith in Christ. And Lord, we pray that each and every one of us would have a deeper longing and desire to be in your word and in the presence of your people, to worship and praise you as you have called us to do, and that we would do the work of evangelism and reaching out to the lost in our communities, Lord, to communicate to them the glorious grace and the hope that we have through faith in Christ. And Father, we pray for those that are afflicted with the diseases of this world. And I pray for Joe Plicka and Christine Vatune and Jim Floyd and Lori Darlene's sister-in-law and Robert, Jen's father, and Donna Detweiler and her family, dealing with multiple and various types of cancers and various stages of cancers and hospice and things. Lord, we pray for your healing touch, and more importantly, for your comforting spirit to encourage their hearts to look up to you and receive strength. And Lord, we pray for Martha Bell as she has a medical procedure coming up in November. We pray for Bob Jones with a knee replacement coming up and traveling to several states, but should be back here this week. We pray for my dad who's just had his knee surgery on Thursday, and we pray for his recovery. Thank you, Lord, that he is doing well after that surgery. We pray for Jerry Kamilar, who is having one of her hips replaced at the end of this month, and that you would bless her with strength in you and encouragement by your presence. We pray for those who are expecting, Trish Concha, Amanda Daly, and Jocelyn Hunter. Strengthen them in their bodies and in their spirits to raise up these children unto you in the glorious riches which are in Christ. And Father, we pray for your divine wisdom and for your divine guidance upon the people of Bethel as we look forward to the facilities that you will grant us and to the works of ministries. We reach out to find ways to reach out to our community. We pray for the Prater family looking for affordable housing. And Lord, we pray that you be with the Goodman family as Russ Goodman has passed away. And we pray for the family of Jen Hernandez's co-worker, as the co-worker's sister passed away. We pray for your comforting spirit and your encouraging heart upon them. Father, we have missionaries throughout the world who have been called by you to be testimonies of your grace, to build up people in the faith of Christ. Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Eusebio Medixa Perez also serving in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Martha Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Informed Choices serving the women in Morgan Hill, Gilroy in San Martin, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Portland, and Fred and Carol Lewis serving in the Worldview Center of Portland, training up missionaries. Lord, we pray for the glorious riches which are in Christ would be communicated through them into the lives of people that they may know you. And Father, we pray for this offering we're about to receive to be used for your honor and your glory, for the work of the expansion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that you're in it, your name would be praised and exalted. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you very much, choir. And we'll be having our lesson today in the book of Matthew. If we'll turn in our scriptures to Matthew chapter 3, and it's going to be verses 1 through 8. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And if you would please stand for the reading of God's word. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who warn you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance." Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, once again we enter into your Holy of Holies, and we enter in by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who offered himself up once as a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Father, we know when Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple, it was rent from top to bottom, which was covering the Holy of Holies, and Jesus' death made it possible for us to come directly into your presence to offer our sacrifice and praise of thanksgiving and to pray, seeking your face, seeking your grace and mercy, so we can receive power to live our Christian lives and to make requests of you for our needs, because we have a high priest who sympathizes with our weaknesses. Father, we come to you like the sons of Korah in Psalm 84, which says, "How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, even faints, and cry out for the living God." Father, we also who are in the sanctuary and those listening over the radio and the internet, we also cry out for the living God to come and comfort us, to revive us, and to instruct us in your living word. Now, Father, bless our pastor, our great servant and man of God, Greg Tomlinson. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Amen.